It was around 9 p.m. Monday when the first shots were heard in Masusi district. The bullet of the assailant Kwako at the end of the operation, unnoticed by the security services. On Tuesday, 26 bodies of civilians were recovered from the scene of the tragedy, along with around 16 wounded, according to Kasereka Mahamba, president of Oicha Civil Society. He says, according to the information they received when the ADF forces arrived at the scene of the tragedy, they started operating with steel determination and without much noise. Then they began killing people. Towards the end, they fired bullets in such a way that people thought they were bandits. So far, 26 people have been killed and their bodies are in the mortuary. Early in the morning, local people collected the bodies of the victims from the scene of the incident and began to take the dead with them along the main road. But security forces took the bodies and placed them in a vehicle bound for the morgue of Oicha General Referral Hospital, the largest health facility in the area. This situation has displaced many in Masusi district where the incident took place. In some houses, all family members were killed. Kakule Sivyahera's son and two sisters-in-law were among the dead. He says it's better to leave the area for the time being. He says he is leaving because the situation is getting complicated. His family is dead, and so he has decided to leave. He says he spends his time crying and thinking. In response, the DRC's armed forces say that the assailant are seeking to avenge those killed by the army during bombardment in Tingwe 24 hours ago, but he reassures them that the National Army, the FRDC, is going after the assailant and clashes are underway some 5 kilometers away. The spokesman for the Sukola operation, Anthony Mwalushai, says they knew that the enemy they had bombed in the forest was coming to Oicha. He says, unfortunately, by the time they exchanged information with the heads of the units, the enemy had entered the city thanks to collaborators who were already there. The situation remained uncertain throughout the day in Oicha. Desperate civilians headed for Mbimbi district, where food distribution for displaced persons was being organized. In anger, they set fire to 4 World Food Program vehicles. For VOA Africa, I'm Zanem Netizaidi in Goma.